Utahns once had one of the highest rates of voter participation in the country, but today it's dropped to 39th among the states. Utah Foundation has been studying the issue of voter turnout for quite a while, and a new research brief shows the situation isn't improving. Just what is it that makes voters in our state less inclined to make the effort to vote? This is Utah Thrives, the Utah Foundation podcast. I'm Dan Bomas. Sean Tigan is Vice President and Research Director and the primary author of the research brief, Checking the Box, the latest on how Utahns vote. It builds on years of previous studies from the independent and nonpartisan Utah Foundation. Tigan pointed out one of the prime factors associated with low voter turnout is a lack of competitive races in Utah's recent elections.
We have a lot of uncompetitive races in the state, 70% or so, and in fact over the past 10 years, more than 60% of all races have been uncompetitive, which means that the winner wins by more than 30% of the vote, which means somebody's getting 65% and somebody's getting 35% or less. Which is not particularly competitive, but it also means that some races are just, there's no opponent, and part of the reason is why compete when that district is so locked down by one party or the other.
The question of low voter turnout and uncompetitive races drew a lot of attention from Utah news media as well. Utah Foundation President Peter Reichard appeared on KSL-TV's Sunday edition.
It could be that sense of, well, I know what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah.
It could be a sense of, I'm content. I don't need to, things are going well. I don't need to vote. It could be just a declining sense of civic duty with regard to voting.
Some other factors cited in the research brief include straight ticket voting, which most other states have ended, but it's still part of Utah's election system. Straight ticket voting actually decreased in Utah in the 2016 election because an independent candidate drew considerable support against the Republican and Democratic candidates for president. The way voting districts are drawn to maximize the inclusion of voters who support the majority party also came up. An effort to reform the process of drawing political boundaries is among the initiatives that could be on the general election ballot in 2018. Another initiative would ratify the process of allowing candidates to qualify for the primary election ballot in their parties by gathering voter signatures, while leaving in place the system of neighborhood caucuses and state and party conventions for nominating candidates that has been used in the past. The initiative changes SB 54, the compromise state law that has been the subject of a long and costly legal battle. Utah Foundation research over several years has shown that state party convention delegates are often more polarized in their viewpoints than voters at large. One recent change in the way Utahns vote appears to be increasing participation, and that's by mail voting. Sean Tigan says it just makes voting easier.
Mail-in voting has been seen to result in a bump in voter participation because you're reducing that cost. You don't have to maybe figure out childcare or get kids to school before you get to work early or whatever, and you can just take whenever you get the time, you can just fill in that ballot from your home.
There's one recent example of a race with unusually high participation. In 2015, 55% of voters in Salt Lake City sent in ballots, compared to a turnout of 24% in the previous mayoral election. A hotly contested race in which the incumbent was defeated also contributed to voter interest. Renewing that sense of civic duty among voters is a job that Bob Hunter is happy to take on. He's a former three-term Weber County Commissioner who now heads the Olean Walker Institute of Politics and Public Service at Weber State University. It sponsors events designed to get students and other young voters interested in politics and excited about participating.
Oh, I shouldn't say this, but kind of like a pyramid scheme where you convince one person how important this is, and he convinces two more, and so forth and so on. And so we'll start with the political science students, but we'll take it to other areas, other disciplines across campus. People that need to understand politics and need to learn from the political setting, for example, a lobbying class, are not just politicians, not just political science students.
It's impossible to say whether the current efforts at election reform will boost voter participation in Utah, or whether weariness with the angry rhetoric that seems to dominate today's political discourse will make the problem even worse. But there's one clear fact in all of this. The final say in any election belongs to the people who vote. Utah Foundation is a nonpartisan public policy research group funded by business, philanthropic foundations, higher education, local government, and individual donations. Founded in 1945, our mission is to promote a thriving economy, a well-prepared workforce, and a high quality of life for Utahans. I'm Dan Bomas. Thanks for listening.